Hi there. The word for today is on ants. This is the last in a four-day series on this topic. Jesus said in John 17, verse 4, I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Did you know that the ant literally dies working? Now let's be clear. The Bible does not promote a workaholic lifestyle that endangers your health and causes you to neglect your family. Too many marriages fall apart when a couple subscribes to that philosophy, and too many children grow up resenting the fact that their parents were so busy working that they just never seemed to have time for them. That being understood, the contemporary concept of retirement can't be found in the Bible. Yes, you may retire from a job, but you'll never retire from work. As long as you're alive, there's always work God wants you to do. Harvard University commissioned two studies of their graduates. A group of 100 participants retired at the age of 65, while the second group worked at the age of 75. In the first group, listen to this, 7 out of 8 were dead by the age of 75. In the second group, of those who continued to work, only 1 in 8 had died by age 75. Researchers consequently concluded that retiring too early can reduce longevity. Stop and consider the 3.5-year ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. At the end of it, he said, I have finished the work which you have given me to do. Has it ever occurred to you that salvation is available because Jesus proved himself to be a faithful worker who stayed at the task until the job was done? Again, rest, relaxation, and retirement are worthy and well-deserved rewards for a life of hard work. But the truth is, as long as you're alive, God has something for you to do. And in doing it, you'll not only find joy and fulfillment, you'll also bless those around you too. That's the word for you today.